of a story of refugees from Burundi in Africa adjusting to life in Louisville, Kentucky, with the help of a new farm startup. Roxanne Scott from member station WFPL has their story.
Joseph Kashamara has his light denim shirt rolled up at the sleeves. Wearing tall black rubber boots, he fills up a large watering pot. Kashamara's day job is packing metal in boxes for an aluminum company. But when he's done with work, he comes to the New Hope International Farm to work on an acre of land.
I feel so happy to be here with other friends in the evening.
Kashamara came to Louisville 2 years ago with his wife, five sons, and daughter. He's from the Democratic Republic of Congo and was in a refugee camp in neighboring Burundi. More than 90% of the landlocked Burundi's labor force works in agriculture. And there aren't many places in Louisville that Burundian refugees can put their farming skills to use. That's why the growers organized around founding a farm last year.
The majority are from Burundi, but everybody's welcome.
Victor Eddy manages the farm, which is part of Common Earth Gardens, an organization that supports 10 other farms for refugees in the area. Eddy, who translates for Kashamara and other farmers in this story, says right now the New Hope Farm has 14 growers.
14, but they have families, so we are talking about 140 people benefiting from this garden.
Most of the farmers, like Kashamara, have day jobs.
When they was back home, they used to have a small garden and produce for their family, and if they produce more, they could sell.
Some of them have been farmers since they were teenagers, but there aren't many paid farming jobs in an urban city like Louisville. This small piece of land helps the refugees feed their families. But Benedicto Diaguva says it also reminds them of Burundi.
When I come here, the feeling of the nature, the sound of the bird, the trees, and the fresh air, that brings me a feeling of being home.
Part of that includes growing food native to Burundi. Joseph Kashamara points to a vegetable called mchicha, which is kind of like spinach.
It is very easy to make this because you cut it and you cut in small pieces. You put in water, you boil for a few minutes, and then it is ready for you to eat.
Sometimes, finding seeds for native Burundian produce isn't easy. Godfrey Barinizgie says he and other farmers drove 9 hours to North Carolina to buy seeds.
So I was calling friends and trying to talk to them and be able to know who can have those seeds. We need them, we are used to them, and they're good for our health.
Today, the harvesters are enjoying their first growing season. Tomorrow, growers like Joseph Kashamara want to expand their one-acre garden.
We don't want to stop here. We want to add some animals like goats, chicken, or we can have some cow if possible.
They hope that what they plant today will lay the groundwork for their future and keep them connected to their roots. For Here and Now, I'm Roxanne Scott in Louisville.